President Donald Trump was greeted by 300 children waving Chinese and U.S. flags and chanting warm welcome as he arrived in Beijing for his much-awaited bilateral summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping. As he left the White House Tuesday, Trump had told reporters, "We're the two superpowers. We're the strongest nation on earth in terms of military. China's considered second." But Trump's visit comes at a delicate time for his presidency, with his popularity in the U.S. plummeting and his war on Iran dragging on with no sign of resolution. That means Trump may not have the bargaining leverage he had hoped for. Even so, back in the United States, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says Trump is laying down a marker that the American people are not going to be taken advantage of. He says he's hoping for the best.
So our prayers are with him, and he has a good visit with Xi in China. They come forward with some favorable policies and things that will help us out, and I believe he will, and we'll see how that develops. Yeah.
The two leaders are expected to discuss a variety of issues, including fentanyl, artificial intelligence, and trade in rare earths. Tariffs and trade relations are on the agenda, with Trump hoping to secure a win with deals for China to buy more American food and aircraft. Trump was joined in the visit by business CEOs, including former special government employee Elon Musk. As for the war on Iran, that is a question mark. Trump has said he expects it to be a topic, but he's also said he does not expect to discuss it because he has it under control. As for China, it unveiled a list of topics ahead of the meeting that it considers off the table. One is the right of countries to have a nuclear program. Another is Taiwan, which China claims as part of the country. President Trump is now saying the main focus of the meetings will be on trade. On that, the final result is likely to be something less than a breakthrough. James Zimmerman is with the American Chamber of Commerce China.
The key thing is that there's no expectations of a grand bargain, no expectations of any kind of breakthrough. With all of the challenges that we have in the trade relationship with China. But what we can expect is that with the two leaders meeting, that does give business a sense of confidence. It gives business a sense of optimism that we have an ongoing dialogue and that we're the two leaders meeting.
Altogether, while Trump has pitched the meeting as a monumental event, some observers are now seeing it as more of a shrinking summit, as a former Bush administration official put it. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.